You're listening to SBS News.
More than 24 hours after Israel allowed aid deliveries to resume in Gaza, the United Nations says there's been some progress. The World Food Programme says more than 520 trucks have arrived in Gaza in the past 10 days, since the Gaza ceasefire came into effect. While that's enough to feed nearly 500,000 people for 2 weeks, it's still well under the 500 to 600 aid trucks that entered Gaza daily before the war. Abir Atifa is a spokesperson for the World Food Programme. She says it's been a happy moment for families receiving the aid, but it's not enough.
And the response has been really overwhelming. People are showing up in large numbers, grateful for the efficiency of the delivery. As we speak, 500,000 people are benefiting from these, from the fresh bread, distributing around, 100,000 bundles, 2 kilograms each, to help families. Sustaining the ceasefire is vital. It's the only way we can save lives and push back on the famine in the north of Gaza. Full implementation will allow WFP to operate at the scale required.
She says some aid convoys are getting through without any cases of looting. But there remains a real bottleneck on the ability to scale up aid, unless all the border crossings are opened.
You know, the IPC that was published on the 22nd of August has put the number of people in famine or risk of famine at around 500,000, so 500,000 people are facing famine conditions in the north of Gaza. It's a very dire situation. We've lost access to the north of Gaza for a month now, so it's the situation is extremely dire. And it's a priority to get, of course, to the northern parts of Gaza and to Gaza City.
Israel's deadly strikes in Gaza over the weekend threatened to unravel the ceasefire, with both Hamas and Israel accusing each other of repeated breaches of the agreement. The pace of returning hostage bodies has been a point of tension. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt will remain closed until all the bodies of hostages are returned. So far, Hamas has returned 15 of the 28 bodies of deceased hostages, a major term of the first phase of the ceasefire agreement. As part of the Trump administration's efforts to strengthen the ceasefire agreement, US Vice President J.D. Vance has visited Israel to progress Donald Trump's 20-point peace plan. Outside the US Embassy in Tel Aviv, Roten Cooper appealed to Mr. Vance, saying he can't rest until his father's body in Gaza is returned.
Mr. Vice President, as you well know, the job is not yet done. There are still hostages in Gaza, our loved ones, who have been held for more than 2 years by Hamas. Families who have been waiting every single day for that blessed call, the call informing them that their loved one is finally coming back.
During his trip, Mr. Vance will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with the plan to begin discussions on the long-term issues to bring about a permanent end to the war. Mr. Vance says the return of all the hostage bodies may take some time.
It is a focus of everybody here to get those bodies back home to their families so that they can have a proper burial. Now, that said, this is difficult. This is not going to happen overnight. Some of these hostages are buried under thousands of pounds of rubble. Some of the hostages, nobody even knows where they are. That doesn't mean we shouldn't work to get them, and that doesn't mean we don't have confidence that we will. It's just a reason to counsel in favor of a little bit of patience. This is going to take a little bit of time.
He visited a new center for civilian and military cooperation, where U.S. troops have been deployed to monitor the Gaza truce. He says he remains optimistic about the durability of the ceasefire.
What we've seen the past week gives me great optimism the ceasefire is going to hold. And if we get from where we were a week ago to a long-term, durable peace between Israel and Gaza, there are going to be hills and valleys. There are going to be moments where it looks like things aren't going particularly well. But given that, and given the history of conflict, I think that everybody should be proud of where we are today. It's going to require constant effort. It's going to require constant monitoring and supervision.
In Cairo, Hamas officials are meeting with mediators from Egypt and Qatar to discuss the continuation of the Gaza ceasefire and longer-term issues about the future of Gaza. The disarmament of Hamas and governance of the enclave remain sticking points. Hamas has condemned Israel's failure to reopen the Rafah crossing, saying it's blocking aid and medical treatment for those who are injured and sick. In Gaza City, families are searching for the bodies of their relatives, trapped under the rubble. Juma Al-Safadi says he feels retrieving the bodies of his family is his duty, so he can give them a proper burial.
It is an indescribable feeling. No one can describe the extent of loss that I am living. You are talking about a father, a mother, a brother, and a sister, and that you have lost the most precious thing that you can possess, something that cannot be compensated. This is why it is my duty to retrieve them from under the rubble and put them somewhere where we can honor them.
More than 90% of the enclave's population of more than 2 million people have been displaced. With the ceasefire still holding, families have returned to their homes to find only rubble. Yaakov Siliez from the United Nations Development Programme says the rebuilding process is a huge challenge.
People are hopeful of returning. They want to start rebuilding their lives as soon as possible. And we in UNDP look forward to supporting this process as well. One of the biggest challenges for the rebuilding efforts would be to focus on removing the debris. There's about 55 million tons of debris currently in Gaza. It is equal to 13 Great Pyramids of Giza. So it will be a massive undertaking. You can't start with the rebuilding process if you don't remove the rubble.
UN development experts estimate the cost of rebuilding Gaza after 2 years of war is $108 billion Australian dollars. Egypt will host an international conference on Gaza reconstruction next month. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.